The next shiur, which is a part of the segment on encroaching on other people's business and healthy competition and the halacha's viewpoint, the first concept which we will discuss of the five concepts that we set forth in the introduction to this segment is called Ma'arufya Shel Chaveiroi. Ma'arufya, again, comes from the concept of the pasuk Yarev Kamotar Likhi. It refers to a steady stream of rain, a steady stream of clients. And the question in halacha is, if there's, am I allowed to go after clients of other businesses, soliciting their business, offering them better deals? I have janitorial supplies, which I think I can do better. Am I allowed to call and engage in negotiation with potential customers that are already not committed, but they're already a steady stream of somebody else's business, somebody else's supply? Now, we mentioned that it's obviously the most lenient aspect of all the halachas that pertain to encroaching. And the reason for this is because there's no contract, there's no agreement between the past and the previous supplier and the previous customer and the supplier that I will use you forever and ever. There's no agreement. I happen to have been using you for the past number of years, could be 20, 30 years, and this is my accountant, this is my doctor, I go to him, he knows me, my barber, he knows exactly, I sit down in the chair. We have a relationship, I've been his customer for years and years, but I never agreed and signed any type of formal contract that I will remain your customer forever and ever. So arguably, his business is up for grabs. And this, obviously, in the business world is 100% accessible. You have to earn your keep. Competition is very healthy, as well as in halacha. Also, the halacha very much recognizes the significance of a competitive market, which we will see throughout the duration of this segment, of these shiurim that we're discussing. But it's important, the halacha does talk about the concept of ma'arufi shachaveiroi, going after, and we have to classify exactly when it's okay, when a person is allowed to, is it usur or is it not usur. The Mordechai, in Periklo Yachpar, in Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vov, he brings down, he's the first, I believe the first to mention these words in halacha, and he lays down the halacha by saying a very interesting statement. Yesh mekoymos shadonin din marufya, v'yesh mekoymos she'ein donin din marufya. There are places where this din, this concept of ma'arufya shachaveiroi, is enforced, and there are places in the world and communities that the din of ma'arufya is not enforced at all. And this is one of the things that is totally, and the Mordechai is putting down and setting forth, that it's totally where you live. It depends on if in your city is one of those mekoymos that go after the shita and that go after the opinion that ma'arufi is something that one has to be careful about and not encroach and not solicit business from somebody else, from somebody who already has an ongoing relationship with his clients. And there are some places that know, that say that it's okay. It's a competitive market. Go and get the customer. These words, the words of the Mordechai, are actually echoed and codified in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings it down in Simen Kuf Nun Vav Seif Hey. He also says Yesh Mekayim Shadonin, Yesh Mekayim Shein Donin. Now, before we get into the practical application, it's important to set forth four levels of prohibition, four levels of Isser that are talked about in regards to these halachos. We mentioned in the introduction of different concepts in halacha, different issues that come up, and now we will put forth four levels of prohibition that are stipulated, and then we will, our aim is to match and to show which isser and which scenario warrants a specific level of isser. The four levels of isser that are put forth by the Chachamim is, one, A is obviously where it's permissible. The Chachamim say, go ahead, this is not considered unhealthy encroachment, this is competition, and go ahead, adarabah, it makes a healthy marketplace and it'll bring down prices. And this is something that the Torah allows and maybe even recommends. Some cases, there's a lifnei mishuras hadin that says even though it's 100% mutter, you're allowed to do it. But a bal nefesh, a yori shemayim, somebody who trusts Hashem and trusts that Hashem will send him his mezonos haktzuvos loy, he'll send him his parnasa, whether he goes after business in a way that's frowned upon al pi halacha, or if he doesn't, a bal nefesh, a yori shemayim should stay away. That's the first concept where it's mutter, you're allowed to go ahead and do it, and there is no iser, but sometimes it'll be better to stay away. The second step, which you mentioned, is when halacha says it's okay to do it, al pi halacha, we can't enforce it, we can't undo what has been done. If you've already went forward and engaged and went after a certain specific deal, but you're called a rasha. The chachamim, the Torah refers to you as a rasha, and we'll see exactly what that means and what that status gives a person. But it's not a choshem mishpat enforceable in Bezin. Bezin will not enforce this concept because it's not gezel. You're not stealing anything that doesn't belong to you. You're taking something that belonged to nobody. However, a person, it's not only a bal nefesh, not only somebody who's a yori shemayim who has complete trust in Hashem and says, since halacha frowns upon it, I'm going to stay away. It's one step further. You're a rasha if you go ahead and you act and you conduct your business by soliciting clients and going after deals in this manner. The third concept in halacha is when it's not, again, it's not blatant theft because we're going after something that's ownerless, but it's theft which the chachamim have instituted and called gezel medivreihem. And the fourth and the most extreme is obviously where Bezdin will step in and give the halachic and make a halachic decision that you must stay away, that they will enforce their position on the person who's trying to encroach. Now, when it comes to Marufi, it's very interesting. We mentioned that the Mordechai and the Ramah says that there are two mekaymas, there's two territories in halacha. Some communities have adapted that it's okay to be noyig with the din of Marufia, and some have maintained that it's not okay, that it's usur. That they are done din Marufia, and you're not allowed to go after the steady stream, the steady client base of your competitor. And it seems that these two opinions are the two extremes of the four categories that we just mentioned. Some communities say it's mutter and you're allowed to go ahead and do it, and some say that not only is it not mutter, and not only you're not only called a rasha, and it's not only gezel medivreihem, but Bezdin will actually enforce and go and stop and put a stop and a stop order of you going ahead and going after these clients. And we have to understand exactly why is there such an extreme diversification between the two communities and the two minhagim, and from there we'll go for how we should be noyig and how this applies to us on a daily basis. We mentioned in the introduction a gemara that refers to the mitzudas hadag, marchikin mitzudas dog kemalei ritzas hadog. If a fisherman goes into sea and spreads out a net and the fish start coming towards his net, start looking at the bait and coming forward, another fisherman that wants to spread out a net must go away far enough away, kamala reaches a dog, in a way that it won't affect in an adverse manner this fisherman's efforts. And there are three explanations of what's exactly the stringency of a fisherman and why that should create such a concept that it's usur. And we'll mention two of them, and based on these two, we'll understand the din of marufia and the diverse halachic argument between those who are done din marufia and those who are not. Rashi, as we mentioned, says that the qualification of a dag, a mitzudas dag, is because it's put in a way that the fish will definitely, if not for this person interceding and coming in, the fish will definitely come into the fisherman's net, and therefore, since they're for sure going to come in, you have to stay away. The Ramban says no. It's talking about that the fish is already entrapped in the net. And our fear is that if you come close, your bait will lure the fish to leave the trap that they're already in and to go into your trap and to go over to the next owner. So based on these two concepts, the Achronim explain, these are the two communities and the two minhagim of if we're done din marufi, if there is such a concept of marufi. Because marufi is such that since he was there yesterday and the day before, so he's misprobably going to come back. He's definitely on his way. Like Rashi says the words, they're batuach hu shil kadenu. It's a sure thing that they'll come back. These fish, is as if you already have them since they're on their way and they're definitely coming to you. So according to Rashi, that would be true by Marufi as well. It's safe to assume that if somebody's been your client for 30 years, he's not looking around for another accountant, for another doctor, unless he's approached by somebody who offers him a more exciting and more innovative deal, a cheaper deal, he's going to stay right where he was. People like doing things the way they've been doing them for years. So it's batuach hu shil kadenu. It's a definite thing that that you have these clients, even though there's no contract, there's no agreement, but it's something that's steady. And therefore, the ones who are of the opinion like Rashi, who read the Gemara like Rashi learns the Gemara, they hold that we are done din marufia. And not only that, Bezdin can enforce the din of marufia, just like they can enforce the din of marchikin mitzudas hadag kamali ritzas hadag. When a Bezdin would see one fisherman spreading his net close in proximity to his friend, they would tell him, you must go away. It's a halach and chesher mishpat, you must stay away. The Ramban, however, as we mentioned, learns that the concept of dag is because we're scared that the fish that are already entrapped will leave the net and go to the next fish. And that concept we don't have by Marufia, because although yesterday and the day before they were coming to you and there's a reason to believe that they will come back, but they haven't come back yet. So according to Ramban, there would be no din of Marufia and it would be 100% mutter. Again, it's only in a case where they're not back yet. Once the person comes back for more, he's in the doctor's office already, he's in the store ready to make the next purchase, at that point it would be, according to everybody, similar to the dog, and you must back off and stay away, and you can't lure him out of the store and out of the discussion or the negotiation once he went forward. So although the cases of Marufia, when it's mutter, when it's usur, are a bit complex, but it's when we ask the shilas that are pertinent to Marufia and we want to know how to move forward, it's important to put forth a few concepts and to try to, when preparing the question, to focus on a few things. The first thing is we have to focus on is how definite is it that the person would have come back? Is it something that's definite in today's marketplace? Arguably, there's very little allegiance and there's so many new deals and new concepts and new people trying to get solicit business that it's not always, very very seldomly is it the case that the person is definitely going to come back, and there's no reason to think that he wouldn't come back. It's batuach, like Rashi says, batuach shil kadenu, that he's definitely going to stay as a client, as a customer. That has to be established. The second point, it has to be, you know, as we mentioned, if he's already in my store, he's already engaged in making the next purchase, again, there would be, according to everybody, you would have to back off and let that transaction take place. Another question we have to keep in mind is, did my efforts, my advertising, my foresight, the way I built the market, was that what made the fish come? Because we'll see in the later shiurim that if I developed the market and I developed the customer and I brought him in, so to speak, so then that would be another level. That wouldn't be only marufia. That would be that the investment that I invested and the money that I put the money and effort that I put into it, into acquiring this market and cornering this market, that enables me to have a stronger halacha and to tell people, to tell anybody who's going to coming into my territory, that you're not allowed to encroach in this way. Another thing we have to know is my soliciting this other person's customer is going to put him totally out of business. If that's another area which could make Ma'arufya a more chamardik thing, like we mentioned in the introductory shir from the Rima Gash, that the Rima Gash learns that is the qualification of dag. The qualification of the fisherman is that by you setting out the net, you're actually going to put the first fisherman out of business. And another thing that's important is, who is the client base? We'll see in a minute that if the client base is really dominantly non-Jewish client base, it would have different halachas. And let's move forward and discuss it on a practical level. What do we do practically? We know there's two shitas, there's two opinions. So on a practical level, we are not noyig to be done the din of Ma'arufya. The Rajba in his Tshuvas and Chelek Vav, Simen Reish Nun Tes, brings down a story of a tailor that was loved by his entire community, and everybody used him. And another tailor tried to set up shop and tried to also endear himself upon the community. And the Rajba says that ein mitzien miyadoi, you cannot stop him, but mistaber shemeichem biyadoi, that it's definitely a good thing not to encroach in a way that you're definitely taking. If it's a definite thing that you're taking Jewish clients from an existing vendor or business, then there's definitely it's definitely better to stay away. The Marshal, as well, in Yam Shashleim, as well, in his response and his tshuvos, says also that it's better to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that even though al pi halacha this is something that Bezdin does not enforce, and al pi halacha it's mutter, it's permitted. You are allowed to do this. But he says Yari Shemayim Yachmir Ba'atzmin. This is really one concept that we can be tested on. It's mutter. We're allowed to go and solicit even customers that we know are steady clients of other people. But Yari Shemayim, if you believe in Hashem and you believe that this is not the correct way, you should stay away, and you should practice your emunah mitochen by staying away from taking and wrenching away Jewish clients from Jewish businesses that already have been steady clients. Now again, if certain clients shop by anybody and by many people, then he would not be considered a 100% dedicated client, and then it would definitely would be okay and be mutter. So again, when all aspects of Ma'aruf Yishal Chaver are in place, then there is a reason, and there is a Lefnim Mishuras Adin, and an Adin that a Yori Shemayim, somebody who trusts in Hashem, should try not to go after definite clients. Whenever it's a little bit hazy and it's a little bit not clear if this is a steady client, if this client would stay, if not for me, maybe somebody else would go ahead and get it. If there's ever any type of suffix, we don't even know who the steady client base is, we're not sure if this person is a customer already or not, then whenever there's any type of question as to the relationship between the client, the customer, and the business, then it would be okay, and a person wouldn't even have to worry about it, since this halacha as such is a machlokes, and it's usually mutter, and it's definitely mutter. And the only question is, do I have to go over and above to stay away? So anytime there's any type of suffix and any type of question, it would be okay to go ahead and solicit the clients. Now the Chavos Yor clarifies that the whole discussion of Ma'arufya is not somebody who just came once or twice, or just, he has to be a steady client that they have a real relationship with, and they've been coming for a significant amount of time, and you're taking away that client. Some want to say that in today's marketplace it's very difficult to have the classic case of Ma'arufya, because there's so much advertising, there's so many ways that a person, a good customer, could be taken away by others. Whenever there's a risk that this person might be taken away by others anyway, so it's not batuach, it's not clear. And even according to Rashi, he would agree that since it's not clear that he'd be coming back, because even though he'd been there for a long time, but as soon as he gets a better offer, he's going to be out the door, then it would be mutter for you to try to get that business as well. There's a number of cases that according to everybody, even according to the Ramban, and according to those communities that are not noig with the din of Ma'arufya, but it would be usur, And one is, as we mentioned, if they're already engaged in the next purchase, he's already trying to get the next purchase. The Chassam Sofer says if he's in the store, if he's already getting the purchase, or if the reason why he's getting the business is due to the efforts and the investment and the risk taken upon by the vendor. A classical case that might be also is when there's a Jewish bus company that invested in making a bus stop in a specific area, and he has people that are coming that are there, and they're steady clients that have been going to this bus company, and if a taxi were to drive by and solicit their business, so the reason why you're going to that place is due to the investment of the bus company. That's definitely that would be something that should be avoided. And you know, every case has to obviously be measured, but these are the basic concepts. There's another question: is how much space do you have to give? How much space does one have to give to allow other businesses to make sure that he doesn't step on another business? So obviously, advertising in a way that is going to bring in business, that people, when people come to you, you don't have to ask them, are you already a client of somebody else? The prohibition is only to solicit and to go after clients. But if you advertise in a way that brings the clients to you, then that would be definitely mutter. When soliciting, cold soliciting of making phone calls to different businesses and soliciting their business, if you're not clear that they already a client of a Jewish establishment, again, that definitely could be one could be makel, and one does not have to worry. So, in summation, advertising in a way that'll bring in business, that'll attract customers, even if they're already clients of other people, is okay. If you're not sure if they're a client of somebody else, and you're just soliciting random clients, that'll be okay. Anytime there's no real relationship between the client and the customer, or if a certain customer goes and shops in a few different stores, then you would be allowed to solicit their business. If they're already engaged in that specific deal, it would be usur. And if the business's marketing and the existing business, if their efforts and their money is what brought the market and brought the client base again, that would be something to stay away from.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.